With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Make my coworkers cry? I will help Karma turn your life upside down. Backstory. I worked at this hotel for over 2 years and was one of two people left that went through the training when our hotel changed hotel franchises. During this training, we were told about certain rules the company had. On to the story. One afternoon, I was scheduled to work second shift 3 to 11. I walked in and both AM front desk co-workers looked like they'd been massively crying as their makeup was smeared. My manager looked quite angry. I ask, "What's wrong?" My manager replies, "We have a major jerk as a guest. This guy is the highest level on the rewards for the hotel chain. He's very demanding and wants free upgrades, free this or that, and screams anytime he has an interaction with the staff. This guy has made every department call me, complaining about him. Now he just came to the desk and screamed at these two co-workers until they both were crying. These two ladies were fresh high school graduates and were very sweet and innocent people. They loved helping people and didn't deserve this treatment." As he's explaining this, I look up this guy's room details. My manager finishes explaining everything this guy had done. I see this guy's info and I got a smile from ear to ear. I reply, "Didn't you see he is an employee of a different hotel?" "Yeah, but so what?" said my manager. "Well, first off, while you travel as an employee, you are required to behave and be respectful. It's in the fine print on the discount form." I grabbed this form and showed it to the manager. Failure to be respectful can lead to having your employee discount suspended or permanently revoked and even get you terminated. You need to call this guy's hotel and ask for the GM, then explain to him who you are and what this guy is doing. I look up the hotel phone number and call the hotel and then hand my manager the phone. My manager ends his call with their GM and has an evil and satisfying smile on his face. His GM is steaming mad after I described all the stuff this guy has done. Then the main switchboard phone rings. I answered. "Hello, thank you for calling the hotel. How may I direct your call?" The caller says, "Put me through to the entitled jerk's room, please." I replied, "Absolutely, sir. Have a nice day." I transferred the call and looked to my manager and say with a sarcastic tone, "Someone wanted to talk to the entitled jerk. Gee, I wonder who that could be." My manager continues after he stopped laughing. The GM gave me his personal cell phone number and said if I have any more issues at all to call him immediately. I'm leaving the phone number next to the switchboard. If you need it, call him. I told my manager, "Your revenge is done, now for mine." "Oh, what are you gonna do?" he replied, wide-eyed. I smile a very evil smile. "You'll see." I pick up the phone to make a call. "Hello, Hotel Rewards Customer Service. Yes, I would like to report somebody using a reward account while using an employee discount at his stay." The customer service replies, "He can't do that." "Yeah, I know. I'm calling to report him." I gave her the guest reservation number and rewards member number. I continued, "I bet anything, if you dig through this guy's history, you'll find all of his stays are probably at employee discount." "Okay, I'm starting a ticket to have this guy's account investigated," they said. "Thank you," I replied. Then I hang up the phone. My manager watched as I then remove his rewards number from his stay. My manager had a huge grin on his face. That was awesome. I explain, "Oh, I'm not quite finished with him yet. It's time to go and spread the news to all departments that he is no longer a rewards member." I made a new key for his room without concierge access. I walked around to every department. As I explained why I was stopping by, everyone had the same reaction as soon as I mentioned the guy's name. "Oh God, what about this butthole now?" I finished explaining that he was no longer a reward member and if he gives anyone issues to call the front desk immediately, and his general manager already probably tore him a new one just a minute ago. Everyone was so happy at this news. I finally went to the concierge room and used the guest's new key to void his current key. Then I walked into the room and explained the information to the evening concierge. She cringed at the mention of his name. After explaining that she would not have to deal with him again and asking her to leave the morning person a note about this guy not being allowed in the concierge room anymore, she was very happy. While I was gone, evidently the manager explained what we did to the 2 a.m. front desk ladies. The minute I got back to the desk, both my front desk co-workers came up to me and gave me a huge hug, thanking me so many times. After my other co-workers went home, my manager said to me, Do me a huge favor, please. I replied, sure, what's up? If I ever anger you, please come and tell me so I can fix the issue. Later that night, the entitled jerk comes to the desk, hat in hand, politely saying his key doesn't work. I replied, oh, I'm so sorry about that. Let me make you a new key. In the best fake smile that I can muster. Aftermath. The next day, I check his rewards accounts and it's now suspended. I check back next week. Sorry. Account number not found. Wow, I think that is the definition of pro revenge there. All completely legal, so well thought out. You knew exactly what you were doing in the same way that this guy had no idea what he was doing. You would have thought that someone that's exploiting two things at once who works in the industry might understand what they were doing and know that they're probably gonna get caught at some point, but maybe he thought he was too clever for his own good, and he was, let's be honest. Craziest thing about the story, in my opinion, is that it's so weird that someone that works in the same job as everyone else that he is abusing and being horrible to could do that, could act in that sort of way. Surely he knows what it's like to deal with entitled people in general and people that are just horrible to you at work. He works in that role in his own job, yet he's the one that's doing it to other workers at another hotel, a very similar one to his. I don't get that. Surely he'd have a little bit of passion for people that are pretty much your colleagues, but no, good karma, fully deserved. You're an idiot.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I was able to simultaneously gain a 30k per year pension for my mother while wiping my POS father's retirement. My father is the Canadian Satan. Growing up with him was less than fun, and I can assure you, based on witnessing it, he was a less than fun husband. I'd go on about what a POS my father is, but instead I'll quote a judge. You're the most despicable human I've ever had in my courtroom. And that's coming from a family court judge. I read this whining endorsement of my dad's personality in the court documents I acquired related to his divorce with my mum. The same place I discovered the crazy stuff that he'd engaged in to steal from my mum. It's also where I found the information I needed to get one over on him, so severely that he's going to disinherit me. A frame of reference about my father is that he's a pathological narcissist and behaves exactly how those people are compelled to act. They aren't generous people, and punching them in the wallet is like a slap shot to the taint from Gretzky. He's kind of like Donkey from Shrek, but also Joseph Stalin, a monstrous jackass. Chapter 1, Hosea 3:8. Those that sow the wind shall reap a whirlwind. Our actions always have consequences, and my father has plenty to answer for. My attempts to hold him to account didn't jump to immediate jihad. They started with diplomacy and a therapist. About 10 months ago, when our tale begins, I was going through some stuff. Stuff being a whole lot of PTSD related to both my dad's abuse and my job as a paramedic. He did a ton that affected me deeply, things that I needed to move past, along with all that other razzmatazz from 15 years of EMS. In so trying to move past and work through everything, I quit drinking, started turning my untreated PTSD into treated PTSD, and thinking having my dad involved might help me and our relationship. Well, I seriously freaking misjudged that one, so you'll probably be unsurprised to hear that conversation went swimmingly. I'll spare you the lurid detail, but when I broached the subject with him, our back and forth degenerated into visceral hate, with him screaming at me that I'm a failed paramedic, liar, and POS alcoholic. While I have a certain pride about my job, I have more pride in my 14 months sobriety. So hearing this from my old man might have caused me to behave a little bit psychotically. I got right annoyed at him and decided to dig up every bit of dirt I could, see what kind of man he actually is and has been. When it was convenient, I hopped in the mystery machine before taking a trip to the courthouse to unleash my inner gumshoe. Everything is public record, so I bulk bought copies before retiring to my easy chair to read, plot, and pet my white long-haired cats. For good measure, I obtained a file of divorce document from my mother. Soon enough, I hit upon a line of inquiry worth following up on. It seems that during the final settlement of my parents' divorce, this was in 2002, my mother was awarded one-third of my father's employment pension. She was a stay-at-home mother and could not earn one herself, so it was given to her by a judge. Mighty freaking strange, because my father, as he brags, took a nearly full pension and retired a bit early. There's no way that guy was living the last 10 years after retiring early on a two-thirds pension. He isn't constantly complaining about it. So I asked my mother if she was collecting a pension from his job or had cashed out the value, 100k plus at the time, 20 years ago. The answer was no to both questions. Well, that's interesting. I wonder if that's collectible on, and what 20 years of compound interest from a pension fund makes it worth. Well, I did eventually find out, along with the fact that my dear old dad had been collecting my mother's portion for 10 years, in hilariously open violation of a legal order from a judge. Why didn't my mother pursue this sooner? A combination of being unable to afford a lawyer, being his victim for 20 years, and pessimism after so much of his continued dodging obligation to the order. She just quit. There is effectively no statute of limitations that he could hide behind because of the wording of the document. Insofar as I could tell, I had him dead to rights, and my mother would be collecting. It would be a slam dunk. I just needed to hire a lawyer to help me. So I set out to find the most unbalanced, bloodthirsty, psychotic who passed the bar exam. Chapter 2. Annual pension lady? As it says in the good book, screw unto others as they would screw unto you. So that's what I set out to do. The misanthropic sociopath I hired for legal counsel suggested we send a demand letter to the pension office to try and remedy it before filling what would undoubtedly be an easy win for him. I agreed in spirits and instead phoned up the pension office and got put through to the woman managing my father's file. Well, she was a delight, and it was a trivial matter for me to get her to loathe my dad. We talked for 45 minutes, and I swear if you'd given me another hour, I could have convinced her to suicide bomb his house. In all our conversations about life, families, and relationships, we got down to some things of note. Since I could show her correspondence her office had sent to my father, CC'd my mum on, from some years ago and ongoing for 5 consecutive years, trying to resolve this matter, which he'd ignored, she was more than willing to start the process on remedy immediately. Full cooperation from this lady and her office was a matter of merely providing documentation, and with my lawyer on retainer, this office was beyond asking my father to comply. They complied for him. About 2 months since I last spoke to my father, and he had no idea his pension was about to take a serious hit. Below, I'm going to break down how big a turd I put into his bowl of ice cream. My mother's portion was made whole and adjusted to reflect that her portion was brought to maturity and beyond, so his early retirement doesn't affect her fund. So he loses 10 years of valuation to her. He also retired 3 years early, which knocks him down now to 17 years of pension valuation, not 27. If you've forgotten, my dad had been collecting my mum's money and was overpaid by 30k per year for the last 10 years. Like I said, mum was made whole, so the pension company is going to claw back that overpayment from the base valuation of his current pension fund. I'm not exactly sure what that does to the number, but it effectively nerfs my old man's private retirement fund. He does, though, have government old age pension, but he took that early too. Whoops. My dad did some awful stuff to me, but I only had to suffer 17 years of him. My mum still has the high score at 20. As much as I did this for spite and malicious glee, I did do it also to give my mum a chance at a proper retirement. Chapter 3. Glitter bombs of justice. My mother started collecting her pension about 3 months after I contacted the pension office. And to celebrate, she bought tickets to New Zealand for the family for Christmas, so that we can see our relatives. I was able to get most of my retainer from the lawyer back. And to celebrate, I went online to order a glitter bomb. I was able to ship it to my old man anonymously from another country. God bless the USA. I heard through my sister that he opened it up in his stupid red Miata. Oh God, he'll never get rid of it. Okay, as I was reading that story, I'm not gonna lie, I was trying to do the maths as I was going, and I couldn't do it because I'm stupid, but goodness me, that's a lot of money. Let's just try it quickly. Come on, give me the benefit of the doubt here. 30K per year for 10 years, that's about 300,000, right? That's the first lump sum. And then on top of that, I can't be able to work it out, but all the compound interest that you're talking about, the stuff that the pension fund must have made, the fact that your dad's had money taken out of his government pension fund as well, and all the stuff that he's had to pay back. It's not looking good, is all I will say. I hope that your mum has a much better retirement and old age life than your dad, because it's what she deserves. You know, it's super unnecessary as well, but I actually love the glitter bomb at the end. Like, you've made so much money out of this man. Rightfully so, I will say. Like, it's your mum's money. But still, you've got so much money back. But no, just to be petty, right at the bitter end, you're like, nah, screw it. I'm sending him a glitter bomb as well, just to really ruin his day. And he opens it in his car as well to compound his misery. I love it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.